What's up, stoners, stonettes, stone its? We're back for another episode of the Opinionated Stoners. Grab your blunts, grab your bongs, your papers, your joints, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit, hit that shit, pass that shit. Let's start this shit.
And get high.
What's up? We got JP.
I'm fucking ready.
We got Stephanie.
What up?
She ain't fucking ready.
Once again, Shaking Mace.
Shaking Mace.
That's his new name. So what's new, guys? What's up, man? How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I worked. I think that was the day I threw guacamole on a bitch. And then
yeah, that was funny.
Just throwing guacamole on people, man. Like,
yeah. Then I got high with your family waiting on y'all. To get there, and then y'all got there, and then we got high, and then we ate. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, pretty much like that. I guess the same as anybody's, but the day before Thanksgiving, you would have thought, damn, our shit wasn't even going to happen. Like, they was arguing in the group chat.
Oh my God.
Who else's family is like that? Like, I'm sure there's others out there, but it'd be making me not even want to go, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, you kind of saved me with mine. I didn't want to go. But you came in with the swoop.
By the next day, man, you could barely even tell all that shit happened. But, like, the day before, you would have thought it wouldn't even happen.
Dude, I have unresolved data.
What does that mean?
I have no fucking idea, bro, but I got it. Yeah, I don't want it, though. Like, I want this shit going.
Talking about on your computer?
Yeah.
Man, we got some holidays coming up. End of a decade, like.
End of a year.
Yo, that shit is like.
I feel like we don't give that enough credit these days.
This is really the end of a decade.
Party 2000. I wish we could party like it's 1999.
Every New Year?
No, in 2019, because 2019 party would be ass. Dude, the drugs. I feel like the drugs were a lot better.
In what way?
Like
more, more legit. Like not cut. Like some good shit and more like psychedelic type shit, probably. Or like, what do you mean exactly?
Like, okay, so, like my personal opinion, I think weed back then was better than it is now.
But most people say otherwise.
I mean,
and I wouldn't even know because I wasn't smoking weed back then. But
not okay. That's true. I'm talking about back in my day. But okay, way back and then, like from what I hear.
What are you talking about? I thought you were talking about 99.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't smoke weed back then either.
I know you did. But yeah. I wasn't assuming you did. I was just saying. I was just throwing out there that I did not.
Let's say, dude, look, you're older than me, so if you did, how could I?
I mean, you could start as younger.
But in 99, dude, I was 2.
Hey, some people come up with different lifestyles.
Yeah, uh-huh. How was your Thanksgiving, Stephanizza?
It was good.
What'd you do?
I did the same thing y'all did. Y'all were there. Y'all know what I did.
Yeah, but they don't know what you did.
Man, I got coming up this week. I'm going to be wedding officiant, I guess you call it. Like, I'm going to officiate the wedding.
He is going to officiate the wedding.
Shout out to our homies, Cody and Shay.
Ho, ho, ho.
I'm not exactly sure what JP's doing. JP's doing something. DJ and groomsmen both.
I'm just not sure how that is going to work.
He's a floater.
I'm DGP.
He's a floater, apparently. But no, I'm a little bit nervous about this. Like, I may not be rightfully prepared. Have you ever thought about, like, you would be the guy saying, repeat after me. I now pronounce you, man. Not the repeat.
It is crazy.
Skipping ahead. I now pronounce you, man.
Dude, so they're going to tell you their vows, bro, and you're going to be like, you can kiss this bitch.
Yeah.
Yo.
Oh, my
Yo.
This is going to be my exact words, actually.
Cody, you may now kiss this bitch.
No, do not.
And that was not a direct at anybody.
Dude, are they paying you to do this?
No. Nah.
Okay, well, I will pay you if you say that.
No.
I will straight
no,
up give you $50 to $100.
Babe,
what I will
swear to
say,
God.
I will not incriminate myself here, but what I will say is,
I'll give you $50 to $100.
What will you say?
Just to
nothing.
Make it a little bit less disrespectful.
You may now kiss your bride.
Nah.
I was moving
nah,
on.
Just to make it a little bit honest. More respectable, you can say you may now kiss your bitch. You don't have to say this
oh
like she's property.
God. Shut up. Stop.
$100.
That's all I'm saying.
I lost what I was going to say. It was something about something. Would you do it, though, if somebody asked you?
Do what?
The officiating.
Depends on who it is.
Word.
Like, give me an example. Who?
That's what I was going to say. Me and Stephanie.
For the right price.
Damn. That's crazy.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, dude, I would definitely. I would have my license before we even finished with that conversation, dude. Like, I would hop on that shit.
What I was going to say is I'm licensed, so,
I would even.
If you want a stoner wedding, we can work that out, add some weed to your wedding. Or, I do gay weddings if you're, worried about. You can't get a preacher, hit me up. I don't discriminate. I probably
gotta,
won't do it, though.
Y'all
got to
pay, though.
Yeah, y'all do got to pay. Probably won't do it. That's
yeah,
probably,
not. I mean, and not just
the only one I do.
Not just the gay people have to pay. Like everybody has to pay. That's not what I was.
Oh yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, well, it sounded like I was saying that just gay people have to pay.
If I was going to do that, I would single out dread-headed people. Like,
dude, tax the fuck out of them, bro. Because
especially the white. Actually, only the white ones.
Yep, except for a little JP.
I mean, you'll get the dread. Tax, but the homie discount.
I'll get the I'm the shit, no charge.
You get the dread tax, the white dread tax, but you get the homie discount.
Dude, I'm peach.
It'll kind of balance out.
Nah.
I really don't. Oh, we kind of moved on, but I really don't think we give the fact that this is the end of a decade enough credit. Like, do you think they realized from the 80s to the 90s how big of a difference it was going to be from 90s to 2000s?
Because
looking back, like that, there are similarities because it crosses over, it fades into.
Dude, do you know how much fucking technology has changed, dude?
That's the biggest thing. Yeah. So like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we give the end of the decade enough credit these days.
Like, I still got the iPhone SE, dude, and I feel like I can't get on something else because I can't learn. Like, I feel like I might as well be fucking 70 years old, dude. Like when. I had a flip phone all my life, and then they came out with the iPhone 1, and they're like, what the fuck is this masterpiece of technology?
Yeah, I was late to the smartphone in general. Like, I've always been with Android, but I was late to it. Like, I have friends making fun of me and shit. I still had the flip phone. I was like, so?
Dude,
but
I was rocking
I
with the
one?
Slide phone forever, the ones that you slid up with the keyboard.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
I was rocking with one of those things for fucking ever.
Hell yeah.
Sorry.
I think I had a Sidekick and I broke it, but it was an old phone too, so I didn't have a very nice one.
I always wanted a Sidekick.
But then I was using a flip phone while people was getting iPhones and Androids and the Galaxy. Was this when the 2 was out? Probably, maybe a little bit before. Has to. But anyways, yeah, man, I was a little bit behind on that shit. But we've come a long way since. Like, I graduated. In 2010. And phones are completely different now from, like, that senior year.
Damn, dude,
like,
you're old as fuck. You graduated 10 years ago.
And
damn, bro, you changed.
Look, do you not remember how rapidly the phones were changing our senior year?
Yeah, they were.
The upgrades were insane our senior year. Like, it was back to back to back. It was like, it seemed like 2010 was the year for upgraded phones. And I knew one chick that, had to have almost every one of them.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I have trouble remembering my years. Like remembering what
yeah,
happened
I'm not
in
good.
Which
I'm
year.
Not good with that. But I can associate this with my senior year of high school.
Because that's when you graduated.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm not good with years either, to be honest.
Let me see.
I couldn't imagine being 70 and being like, back in 1999.
I
was walking to the bus. I couldn't imagine that shit. Like, I don't know now.
Dude, could you imagine when the people that graduated in 86?
What am I imagining now?
Like, we've only been out of high school for a couple of years. Well, you 10. You leave it out of decade. Only 10. But, like my mom, dude, she graduated in 86. My grandpa, I have no idea when he graduated. That was a long ass fucking time ago. Like, we're going to be old.
Yeah. We're going to be just like them.
But I'm kind of depressed now.
That's the way it goes, man.
I know, but.
Yeah, I do want to say something before we move on to weed news. I hope I say this band name right. Atrophy, band, rock band out of Greenville. Dude hit me up wanting to, hopefully they still are able, we're able to work something out to have them as guests on the podcast. That's what they were wanting to do. But they just, over the, sometime over Thanksgiving and the weekend, they lost their bassist to a heart attack. So rest in peace to him. They said they're not giving up. He wouldn't want them to. So they're still moving on, and they're going to try to find a new bassist. I think they're going to be doing tryouts and checking people out and shit like that. So good luck to them on the journey, and rest in peace to, I think his name was Christian.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, I have a question, though.
What's up?
Would it be a bassist, or would it be a bass player?
I think, well, I don't know much about music, so I'm repeating what I read from a post.
I mean, I'm genuinely asking. I'm not asking to be a smartass.
I'm just repeating what I read from a post where it said our basis.
All right.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Gotcha.
What you got for weed news?
Chicago. Are we really gonna do this right now?
Every time.
No, we don't need to do this.
Every time.
No.
Yeah.
We do not need to do this. Anyways, a city in Chicago.
Chicago.
A suburb in Chicago is actually going to use their,
Wait, hold on. Every time you say that word, you have to say it in the accent.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. Now start over from the beginning and then do it like that.
What, Chicago?
Yeah.
Why? You are retarded.
No, go ahead. You got to now.
So they're going to use cannabis tax for a reparations fund for African Americans.
I'm honestly mad at you. Just say it once.
No.
Just say it once.
No,
just say it once.
No.
I did it like
fuck
three
you,
times.
JP.
Just say it once.
Bye, JP.
Nah.
It was voted council members in
so unfair, dude.
Evanston, Illinois voted to use marijuana sales tax revenue towards a fund that's meant to provide reparations for the black community, and it was voted 8-1.
All right, so Illinois is one of the legal states.
I guess so. I didn't know that, but this is telling me that it is or is about to be.
And so they already have sales. I think it's great. Like, what are the reparations like? Does it describe it?
It doesn't, well, it goes into a little bit of detail of, basically the first $10 million generated over the next 10 years will go towards the plan, and also it would be for a variety of uses as well. It's estimated to generate $500,000 to $750,000 a year. It will also be open to donations as well.
That's cool.
I would like to, which is something that we can all look up on our own. I would like to know more about their reparations plan.
Yeah, they did include.
But I think it's great to use the marijuana sales, because a lot of people have talked about, from what I read online, you know, not necessarily people I know or whatever the case may be, but what I read online is, it's the majority of black people get locked up on drug charges, and then when it becomes legal, a lot of times it's a rich white man backing it, get money off of it. So I like how there's a return somehow.
You know, yeah, you're right about that. Hell yeah. They did mention in the article that it would be direct support, including like subsidizing down payments for houses, as well as like technical training for job seekers and home repairs as well for property owners. So it does include a good.
I like it.
I mean, it's a good start. Definitely.
Kudos to Chicago.
Hell yeah.
This is also kind of weed news. The Eastern Shoshone Tribe Wind River Reservation is native to Wyoming. It's a Native American tribe. They are considering using hemp and medical marijuana as ways of economic development. They've created a committee who will investigate medicinal uses and its ability to treat tribe members. And then they're going to try to present this to the state of Wyoming to try to legalize hemp and medical marijuana.
I can dig it.
Fuck yeah.
they have no intentions on, or at least in this plan, to try to legalize recreational use. But I'm a strong supporter in fighting for medicinal, because I feel like it's necessary.
Yes, if you at least legalize that shit.
So the group that the tribe created, that they picked, you know, other members. What's up, man? What's up, buddy? They're going to be the ones that propose the federal law. Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
No, just keep rolling.
Is it the crack?
No, that was funny.
Sorry about that, dude.
Sorry, guys. JP has a problem.
Alright. I'm done. What the fuck is going on, dude?
Just act like I'm not even here right now.
How can we do that?
Yes, you can, dude. I'm trying to listen to what you're saying.
What you got going on over here, like?
What are you laughing at?
I'm not. Just do your. I'm listening. I'm trying to listen to what you're saying, bro.
I think JP's over there watching porn.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, why would I laugh at porn, first of all, dude? I don't know what kind of fucked up porn.
Because maybe it's a little funny.
You find it funny that you're watching porn while we're sitting here doing a podcast?
Just keep going. I'm not watching porn, dude. I'll stop.
You'll stop watching porn?
No, I will not stop watching porn. But I'm going to stop. Okay.
Real quick, I want to shout out Bald Headed Boys podcast. They're out of the upstate. I don't know if it's Greenville or Spartanburg, but I want to shout them out because I think it is dope. Like, I haven't talked to them at all. I don't know a whole lot about them. I haven't even listened to a full episode yet. I think it's dope. They're the first podcast I've heard of in the upstate that is doing a live show.
What?
Yep.
That's what's up.
I don't know if I should. Oh, no. It wasn't.
Dude, the Bald Headed Boys, I like that name.
I'm talking about completely live. I'm talking about live audience show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's dope.
That's cool. That's cool as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Shout them.
Hell yeah, I fuck with it. I was wondering, what is it to you? Or what do you think of when somebody asks you, what is a stoner? Stephen?
A stoner? Just somebody that fucking smokes all the fucking time.
A person who does everything that somebody who doesn't smoke does, but they do it high as fuck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, that's okay. Why I don't like potheads, because those people that are lazy, don't do nothing but smoke pot, spend all the money on that, this and that, you know, that's a fucking pothead. That ain't a stoner. Stoners, we're going to do everything that a regular person do. We're going to go to work, we're going to do all this, but we're just going to do all of it high as fuck.
I fuck with your definition.
That's me. That's my stoner. What's yours?
I feel like it's just somebody that smokes all the time, but I do tend to look at it as somebody more matured.
Yeah.
Into smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do agree with that. But I do also think there's also a difference between stoner and what you think of as a stoner lifestyle. Or what is technically a stoner lifestyle. Like you can smoke all the time, but then there's like a culture that you could be a part of as well.
I feel like it's exactly what it is on the social media.
What do you mean?
You take videos and do shit of you smoking and hitting shit, and you get fucking sponsored by whatever.
Yeah, but there's some people who are like all the way into it where like they know all about what they're smoking. You feel me? They know all about different pieces. Like, I know a good bit, but, like, I don't know, or I wouldn't even call my knowledge a good bit, actually. Like, I try to learn. That's what I call my knowledge.
If you know a lot, I feel like you wouldn't really, you would move from stoner, that level, and you would go up to the level of connoisseur.
Okay. Connoisseur? Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like,
so I'm kind of disregarding that, but yeah, I feel you. Kind of disregarding the word connoisseur. Like, I didn't really think about it.
my bad.
Society looks at stoners, I feel like they look at them as the people that, I guess, don't do anything, spend their last money on weed over anything in the world, you know. No matter the importance.
Yeah, that is a common misconception.
Can't go to work, you know, whatever the case may be. Hold minimum wage jobs, dress a certain way, act a certain way.
Everything.
Really, I mean.
Sorry.
Really, man. Anybody can be a smoker. You wouldn't even know it.
Hell yeah.
Like, there's a lot of different types of smokers out there, I guess, is my point.
Yeah. You know what I think would help? Didn't you just say something about societies, how they look upon weed?
Yeah.
All right, well, you know how, like, it's not good that much as a whole?
Huh? Oh, yeah, the overall. I think that's changing. I see what you're saying, but I think it's changing.
Well,
but go ahead.
You know what would help with what I feel like would help with this, like, the negative stigma on weed?
What?
I feel like most people have to explain why they smoke, other than that they just enjoy it, other than they like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, why do you smoke? Oh, because it helps me sleep at night. Or because for anxiety. I mean, if you have, like, a legit reason, then, you know, that's cool because there are a lot of people that do. But people that don't, I've heard people that, like, oh, it helps me sleep, which it might. I'm sure it does, but you could probably get to sleep easy without it.
Yeah, I figured that out, you know, because we've had to quit. And the first week, it kind of made me kind of, going to bed was weird.
Yeah,
sort of.
It's almost like changing your sleep schedule.
Nothing. Yeah.
You just got to get used to it.
Yeah, but after that was nothing.
I feel like if we kept explaining why we have to do it, if we honestly don't have a reason other than we just like it, it might would help bring that negative stigma away.
Yeah. I feel you. Wait. So people should just say I like it?
I mean, if they don't have an actual reason to smoke.
Don't make up reasons.
Yeah, like.
Exactly. I feel like I know somebody like that.
I know who you're talking about.
Like, why can't you just, I fucking love weed, so I smoke.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel like.
And I feel like it's the fact that people have to come up with the reason why they do it is what makes it look bad.
People say if you had to smoke all the time, then you must be running from something.
I mean, I'm sure there are people that drown their pain in weed. But stoners will drown our pain and do it what high as fuck. So, I mean, I don't know if you would consider that doing the same thing, but I don't.
I don't know. I kind of disagree. Like, I mean, I see why they would think that, but.
If you're miserable when you're sober, then yeah, maybe.
Yeah, but I'm not. I don't know. That's just something you hear all the time. What would you laughing so hard about, man?
Yeah, that's what I
want to
know.
Nah, dude. What's your next one?
Did you see the Cybertruck? Elon Musk Cybertruck?
That the Tesla?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah. It looked like a robot.
My thing about that was,
probably is a damn robot.
If they were creating a tank or some shit, then it's cool. Some kind of war vehicle. And yeah, it's cool, but like I don't know about that, man.
It looked too.
It's not the type of futuristic that I thought would come from them.
Yeah.
I like it because it's different. Like.
It looks like
it's about to fuck some shit up in a ever so gracefully way.
It looks like what you need during a zombie invasion.
Right. That's why you need it.
That's what it looks like.
Do you know how happy all the people are going to be when the zombies break out and they just, oh, shit, I got an indestructible fucking Tesla truck.
I don't know, man. It's kind of cool, but I don't know how I feel about it. It's not what I expected. I'll put it that way. It's just not what I expected. I don't know. It's kind of cool that somebody's making a damn, trying to make a truck is making a truck that's just straight running off battery.
Are they really?
Yeah, you really. Yeah. That's what the Cybertruck is. The fuck is your issue, dude?
I don't have an issue, dude. I didn't know that.
So much you laughing.
Okay.
No, because the Teslas do charge.
Now
yeah,
taking
charge, it's all off battery because you got to charge the battery. What the fuck you mean?
No, I didn't know that. I thought Tesla was like the ones that, like. What they got the charging stations for?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You just said you charged the battery.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but, like, you got a home station? Like, is it different, is what I'm saying, than the ones we got?
I don't know. I don't really know what you're asking. At all. Almost. Did you see his presentation video? Or he's presenting it, and his like the glass is indestructible, and he tries to throw something through it and breaks the glass.
No.
He's like, okay, maybe I should have thrown it a little bit softer. He throws a little bit softer, and it still breaks. Because he painted a different window.
That's fucking hilarious.
It still looks like a pretty good truck, I guess. Johnny Depp is going to be directing a play about Michael Jackson, starring Michael Jackson's glove.
Dude, that shit
was
funny.
Is he really
going to
use a glove?
I was listening.
That's
going to
be the star of the show.
Is it really?
Yes.
The glove is the star of the show.
His glove.
Does it talk or is it just on the hand?
I guess it talks.
Wait, hold on. It's what?
It's the story of Michael Jackson as told by his glove.
Dude, you know how many little boys that's going to expose?
Oh, my God.
So it's not really supported, you know, by, like, Michael Jackson or nothing like, or, you know.
I mean, I obviously not. What do you mean? Obviously fucking not,
like,
dude.
R.I.P. Supported. It's not supported by Michael Jackson's peoples, but it's what they say. Like it said, something about it was. They tried to put this on TV, but they didn't know how to handle the accusations of the little boys, and then this play took over. You know, they decided to make it a play, and what they say, like it was gonna be wild.
Oh God, what did they
say?
They
made a comment. I was like, oh shit, so they're gonna put that in the play.
God dang, what did they say about the whatever.
I thought that was hilarious, so.
Yeah, that shit is gonna be
a musical or what, but like they need to video this and like put it out like Madea used to be. You used to be able to buy the plays of Madea.
I never liked the plays.
I fucked with the plays.
Hell yeah.
I think I watched more of the plays than I have the movies. I think the plays were a little bit better, personally. What is your issue, man?
Dude, I don't have an issue, bro. I don't have an issue. You have an issue.
He's got an issue.
Alabama has resurrected a statue of Rosa Parks.
Resurrected?
Erected.
Oh. I was like,
dude,
wait
resurrect.
A
do you even know?
So
do you
like,
know what that means?
Did this statue get
die?
Messed up and so they like?
No, they just know it's a new statue.
Okay.
Follow along.
I was thinking like somebody had knocked it over or something and fucked it up. Because you said resurrected.
Okay, my bad. But yeah, anyways, they unveiled the statue just here, I think a few days ago.
Is it pretty looking?
I haven't seen it. I'm pulling it up right now just for the hell of it. But I was seeing something on Facebook. Where a dude shared some comments of Unveil Sunday in downtown Montgomery. But anyways, some comments a dude was having with some people about the statue where they were like, take it down, I'm offended. If you take down Confederate statues, then take this one down. And a bunch of ignorance. But, or at least that's my opinion. How do you feel about, because I don't know much about this area. I don't know anything about Alabama. This statue was just erected in downtown Montgomery. I guess recently maybe Confederate statues have been taken down. I know a lot lately around the Southeast in general, statues have been vandalized, removed, and all kind of things.
I just don't understand, for one, why they want to glorify this war so much. Second of all, this war was lost.
That's always been my biggest thing, like, lost, like, whatever, it's over. It's been over for a long time. And I don't really know exactly. Well, I do know pretty much where I stand on statues. Rather it be Confederate statues.
I guess this
one. I mean, I wouldn't say vote to take it down, but you know, maybe there's a vote before putting it up. I'm not really sure. I mean, Rosa Parks definitely deserves one. You know, a lot of random people have statues. You know. Or I say random, sort of loosely, like not just anybody, but they're not always as famous as Rosa Parks is, you know. But anyways, I don't feel like you should even make the comparison, but instead of just taking down Confederate flags because it was Confederate statues because they were vandalized because there's protests or whatever. Instead of just taking it down, just have a vote. Like, that's part of what a democracy is supposed to be. And let the people, and I'm not saying federal vote, state vote, like, do county votes. And let the people inside the county decide what they want to do. And if you don't like the outcome of that vote, then move somewhere where you agree with the people.
Yeah, that does make sense. I mean, it is fair that way.
But to say, but to just be offended, just, well, you're not really offended. You're just saying that, look, you just sound ignorant. Like, don't compare Rosa Parks to,
right,
you know, just Confederate statues. It's not really the same thing.
It's not. Rosa Parks made, like, a way.
One idiot
like
even says something
very
about
significant, like, fuck these Confederate statues compared to Rosa Parks, you feel me?
One idiot even said something about they took away Veterans Day to celebrate Martin Luther King. I don't even think that sounded right. Like, isn't that two different days?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, one, you sound stupid. Yeah. Second, are you saying that Veterans Day is a white holiday? You're showing your racism there.
Yo.
It was a lot of crazy comments and that shit. Just a lot of fake outrage just to stir a pot, you know, pretty much. It was just crazy.
People get on my nerves.
Let's see. I was reading something. This shit has fucked my head for like a little while now. It was talking about energy cannot be created nor destroyed, only passed along. So then it was some theory that came around to saying basically we're all one consciousness. Living, and it's living different experiences. So we're
That's
actually like
mind blowing to think about.
A billion of the same person is basically what it's saying.
That's a lot.
Right, every person.
So like we're
every
all
every person is actually the same person.
We're all the tiny little
I
atoms
told you
that
you
they
married
say
your brother,
are
your sister.
No, yeah. Married myself.
Nah,
that's me.
Yeah, basically that's what it's saying. So like we're all the tiny little atoms that science says makes us up, or whatever.
No, we skipped over, but it's probably a good time to get to. Strain of the day.
Week.
Strain of the week.
See, this is why I was not ready for weed news, because y'all didn't do strain of the week.
Strain of the 2 weeks. Technically, yes.
Strain of... Yeah. All right, what is it?
What? What are you supposed to have this time? You just want to talk about damn...
I got you.
Kaya, something. I'm way off, ain't I?
Jakua. Yeah, so Lil Wayne. So there is a brand of weed that's called Jakua. And it is spelled G-K-U-A. Well, within that brand, Lil Wayne released Jakua Ultra Premium. And it has 3 strains.
Cool.
They have Holly Grove, Uproar, and Jakua VIP. So I think we should talk about...
Uproar was Carter Five's song.
Really?
Yeah. That's also the one that's more his radio single, kind of, from the album.
It is a hybrid indica dominant. It's relaxing.
You said Holly Grove?
Yeah.
What?
This is the Holly Grove strain.
Oh.
That's the name of it.
It's relaxing, euphoric, and bliss. And.
Oh my god.
It's hybrid. What, did you say it's dominant?
Yeah,
one,
indica dominant.
Indica dominant.
There's a fruity, spicy pine essence. And Lil Wayne quoted his best high of your life.
The best high
of
your life.
Of course he did. I bet he quoted that with Uproar too. And possibly, just possibly even, the Jakua. What is it?
Jakua VIP.
Jakua VIP. That's a crazy name, man. I don't mean to keep messing
up. Dude,
it
says,
actually like it too.
It says the Uproar is...
says it's a sativa dominant hybrid, and it says it gives off an inspiring, euphoric, chili vibe with a vanilla sweet earthy essence.
I vote with the earthy.
I do too. Where it kind of tastes like grass a little bit. Yeah. Like how it smells when you cut the grass.
I see what you're saying.
Since we already did the other two, one more add as well. Do this one. This is Jacua VIP. It's a sativa. It's uplifting, energizing, and more focused with the sweet floral citrusy essence.
I like the name VIP. Be a sativa, yeah.
And you can only get Lil Wayne's weed in California in dispensaries.
I mean, I'm sure that's for some type of reason. He definitely should be trying to expand though into the other dispensaries. But either way, it's not gonna affect me. I'm not gonna be able to get it. At least not like that.
Dude. You want to hear what Bernie Sanders said about Raspberry Kush?
Do you think it's real? Did he really said it?
For the sake of the podcast, yes.
Oh yeah, what did Bernie Sanders
Bernie say? Sanders.
And he quotes.
And he quotes. And he would approve this message if he was here, but he has some of this weed, so he's passed out on the couch. But Bernie Sanders. Raspberry Kush is on fleek. Just what I needed after a long week of campaigning. It's got a pretty high THC content, parentheses 19.88%, parentheses for an indica. Remember, kids, dash, this shit is lit, fam. Have fun being hungry and horny.
Wait, this shit on fleek.
This shit is on fleek.
I'm glad I don't really hear that anymore. Like, I don't know if it died out Thank or God. I just don't know the right people, but I'm kind of glad I don't hear that anymore. But, and this is lit, fam.
This is lit, fam.
I can see Bernie's people posting that for him.
Burning sandpapers because he's smoking a joint.
That's funny. Except for the remember kids part. He probably told them to leave that. That's just too high. let's see what else we got. Do we have anything else? Apparently Kid Rock got pulled off of a stage. I don't know where he was at for throwing jabs at Oprah.
Like what do you mean? Like he physically tried to hit Oprah?
No, verbally. Talking shit.
What did he say?
I don't know. You want to see if we find it real quick? But yeah, they put him off stage, and then he went on to Twitter to say that he has an issue with her because he tried to get on her show, and they wanted him to give 5 reasons why he loved Oprah and the show. He's like, why should I have to do that? I don't know.
I agree with him, though. Why should he?
I mean, it's her show. She gets to choose, right?
I mean, yeah, but why the fuck conceited much? why the fuck?
Why do I have to like your show to want to be on it? Like, if I want to come argue with you?
Like, okay, do you not like your own fucking show, so you need 5 of my approvals?
Kid Rock said, my people tried to get me to the Oprah Winfrey show years ago, and her people wanted me to write down 5 reasons why I loved her and her show. Kid Rock tweeted on Friday. I said, fuck that and her. End of story. So that was him explaining it.
I want.
Apparently on stage, he said, fuck Oprah Winfrey. He drew some cheers. He said, fuck Kathy Lee Gifford. I'm not a bad guy. I'm just an honest guy that says, hey, I don't like Oprah or Jay Bahar. So apparently he was talking about a lot of people.
I don't really like Oprah.
I do not like Oprah.
Right?
Why would I like her?
I mean, I just don't know how you don't.
Why would I?
Such a giving person.
What did she give me?
And that's selfish.
Huh?
That's selfish, though. Shouldn't like somebody based off what they gave you.
Dude, I am the least fucking selfish person.
That may be true, but that comment was selfish.
I mean, I just don't see the hype.
Not even just the fact that she's a giving person, but she is mentally helpful, too.
Like, yeah, I've listened to her podcast before. Like, it's like Soul Conversation, Sunday Soul Conversation, something like that.
I just can't get into her.
I don't know. I agree with Stephanie. Like, she just seems like mentally stable.
I don't dislike her. I just don't like her. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. You ever, like, looked at your bong and wondered what all the parts were?
Not
the anatomy of a bong.
Not really. I kind of understand it. You suck air through the water, which causes the bubbles, and the smoke comes down and out. Like,
you ever had a bong with an ash catcher? I ain't never had one of them.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Well, it catches ash. See, you don't.
But it's in a bowl. How does it not?
Bong.
Yeah, but you still put the weed in a bowl.
Well, wanna look at this picture?
Man, I gotta get up. Yeah.
I guess this would be your ash catcher.
Oh yeah. Okay. So it doesn't get in. Okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it doesn't get into the bowl.
Yeah.
Piece. It's one of the fancier, more high-end bongs, I suppose. Because I ain't never had a bong with one.
Dude, I like that bong that I bought.
Did you know that the part that holds the stem is called a joint?
No.
See, I like that part. You know what I'm talking about? You put your little bowl, you got your stem, your bowl piece, you put it down into the joint.
Dude, my joint's green.
Dope.
Dude, I figured out what the GB stood for.
What?
Green Bear.
Green Bear?
Uh-huh.
It must be the brand?
I guess, yeah.
Or from the joint, you have the down stem. I thought this was interesting, personally. Yeah. Actually, I'll take that back. The only part that I liked was the joint part. I'm like, oh, shit, there's a part of the
bone. Dude, I was about to ask
called
you.
A joint.
What's the big part called, the neck or the shaft?
Just the mouthpiece is what they named at the top. They didn't actually name the chamber, I guess.
Dude, I got asked to step out of my sex ed class for calling a penis a shaft.
What?
It seems a little bit like the teachers couldn't handle that. I mean, are they kind of failing as teachers?
I mean, they were handing out worksheets, and we had to like label it, put it in the right place, because there were arrows pointing to the thing, and you wrote we had a little word bank, you had to match it up with the right part. Well, it's pointing to, I don't even remember what it's actually called, but it's the penis, or like shaft. And like, JP, you gotta step out in the hallway.
Is it because you were just being a little dick?
Yeah, I knew it was a penis. Yeah, I definitely knew it was a penis.
That's funny shit.
Yo, Fat Joe, dude. You know he's still a thing?
I mean, sort of, yeah.
Dude, he said that he's dropping a new LP December 6th. Ooh. And you know who all is going to be on it? Him and Dre are the producers, but he's working with Eminem, Lil Wayne, Cardi B, Annual AA, Mary J. Blige, Jeremiah, Ty Dolla $ign, Boy 1DA, Hitmaka, Kool & Dre. I don't know who a lot of them are, but he's working with a shitload of people.
I fuck with it.
It's called Family Ties.
Sounds like a good lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was gonna be releasing any music anytime soon. But I mean, I've seen a Fat Joe interview recently. I mean, I didn't know exactly what you meant by still a thing. Like, he's still alive. I know that.
Well, I mean, yeah.
My mom earlier posted a long Facebook post, basically just saying about an encounter she had with somebody, saying the world is crazy now, or the younger generation is crazy now because all the marijuana they smoke. And she was going on to say, you know, about the medicinal use and was wanting people's opinion. And this guy, one of her Facebook friends, commented and said, "Personally, it makes me sick. However, I use CBD oil extract from the cannabis seed. Because of it, my neurosurgeon can see no sign of the tumor growing back. So it seemed that I should have been smoking my cysts over the years. So no arguments from me. Hope it gets legalized soon." CBD oil may be keeping this man healthy. Like, that's why I always argue for medicinal use over recreational. Like, I hope for recreational, but medicinal is a must-have.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to get high either way. But, yes, I agree. The medicinal is definitely, bro. But as far as the recreational, I could care less. I feel like the only way that that would affect me is I won't get a ticket if they find it in my car.
Right. I mean, but it's a high ticket. And I don't want it. I want to be able to ride safely. I want to be able to go to the dispensary. And I want to be able to not have to worry about
it. Oh, yeah. Do I want to? Yes. But is it going to stop me? No. Not. Is it going to slow me down? Not at all.
Did we do hashtag wars last time?
Nah.
Should we do them this time?
I don't have any hashtags pulled up.
That's cool. I'm gonna go see what's trending on Twitter. Okay.
Hey, dude, how do you satisfy 9 out of 10 people?
How?
Cane grape.
Huh?
Gang grape.
See. Okay, I got you. We got hashtag delete Facebook is trending right now. That's how I feel every time we try to make a post like, who wants to come hang out, who wants to party, whatever.
And nobody acknowledges it.
I'm going to tell you what's worse than nobody acknowledging it. Your mom acknowledging it.
You can
come hang out with me, honey. No, it's not much fun, but we'll be in the house. Come on by.
That is worse. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Hashtag delete Facebook.
Exactly.
Trying to take a picture of your dick and realize you're on Facebook Live.
Hashtag delete.
But that hasn't happened to me, though.
How does that happen? How do you accidentally be on live? I feel like I've heard of shit like that.
You were a little too drunk?
I suppose so. Hashtag Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. We were talking about that song earlier, so I just thought I'd mention it. I mean, I see it, but at the same time, I thought I'd mention it. We was down talking about the song because JP is no longer allowed in reindeer games.
Even though I'm not a fucking reindeer.
No longer allowed to be involved in reindeer
Yo,
games.
If, okay, but it makes sense. Dude, Rudolph wasn't allowed in reindeer games, but you know what? He was a fucking reindeer.
It's a fucking metaphor. So he's not allowed in the reindeer games. So we're talking about that and how he doesn't think it makes sense, blah, blah. Walk outside and there's Christmas lights. Like a whole little drive-through Christmas light thing across the street from us, and they're playing the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Thought it was kind of convenient.
Yeah, it was dope.
Do you still watch the movie?
Huh?
Do you still watch the movie?
What do you mean? No.
I haven't watched it in some
years. It was on tonight, though. Came on at 8.
Maybe that's why it's trending. I probably would watch it.
I would. I just don't. I don't have anybody to watch it with.
Oh. Is that a little JP?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, dude. I throw on some fucking down.
If you can buy him Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on DVD and watch it with him.
I'll pipe
it. That's all he wants for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That.
I thought we were making
laptop jokes again.
Huh?
I thought we were making laptop jokes again. I went a totally different direction.
Oh, I was using that. So, nah, I feel see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I was like, you want to buy him this? But it was a much cheaper gift than the laptop, though. Like, it's to say, it was really to say that you're kind of downgrading for the holidays, but it's because you really want somebody who's going to kick it with
you. Nah, it's basically just like I'm throwing deals.
Oh, okay.
Black gotta Friday get in special. The spirit. Yeah, they got people Cyber to get Monday. Gifts for. So, like, I'll take something small. Like, if you want to get me a Gucci watch instead of a Rolex, I'll settle.
How nice of you, JP.
Yeah. If you want to get me a damn Toyota instead of a fucking Infiniti, I'll settle. But I'm telling you, dude, that after New Year's, y'all bitches better get right. Tax season. I'm expecting.
Tax season. Said,
I'm expecting
car,
a whole ass MacBook.
Yeah, I feel you.
With speakers in it that can float.
Alright, yeah. What we got for, you got anything for Stone Show, JP?
Yeah, dude, just.
We forgot it last week.
I got, I was gonna say, who had the most fucked up joke?
Who had the most fucked up joke?
Yeah.
Out of us?
Yeah.
Not
I don't know
me.
If I have a fucked up joke.
Make one.
Just make a joke, spur of the moment. Hey. I mean, I did. Wouldn't be the most fucked up one, though. I get loose.
Hmm?
I don't know. I was about to say, I told a joke that was pretty fucked up last week, but, like, it wasn't even that, like, level fucked up, like, you'll be on. Like, what is yours? Go ahead.
Who won in chess, Bush or Bin Laden?
Bush.
Nah, dude. Bin Laden won because Bush was missing two towers.
Oh, my fucking God. No. Oh, my God. I'm going to hell. We're going to hell for laughing at this.
That's great.
None?
Nah, I don't. I'm not. Nah. I don't
Are Muslims so. Allowed to watch movies with Kevin Bacon? dude.
That's
Yo,
funny.
Okay, do you understand this? Because I don't. What color is the mailbox inside?
What?
Infrared.
What?
No fucking idea. I'm over here trying to connect dots. It's just like.
What color is the mailbox inside? Dude, I even looking up the word, like if there was a little hidden mailbox in the word that maybe you could hear. It's not. So. Any of y'all listening? Do y'all know what color the mailbox is inside?
Wait,
hold on. Wait, what color is the mailbox inside? Okay, so do y'all know what color is the mailbox inside?
You got anything else?
Nah.
Nah.
That was.
Wait, what is the similarity between a frying pan and a hooker?
What?
Both of them can get the sausage to grow.
Oh my God.
That was Stoner Shit with JP.
Stoner Shit with JP.
Yeah, I think we had a pretty decent episode, you know.
Did you just say Stoner Shit with JP?
Oh, JPizzle.
He did.
Okay, and he says my weed news is whack.
Yeah, you have no room to talk shit because you didn't say it this time.
I didn't.
Okay, so be quiet.
She felt judged.
She is judged. Just like I'm judged right now. It's a whole circle of judgment going on all the fucking time.
I think that's what makes this work, man. This friendship, this podcast, you know, just all the judgment.
I wouldn't say friendship. I'm just on the podcast so I can promote my music. J Dreads on SoundCloud.
Yeah, what was it? J Dreads 9898. Go follow that.
1123.
9898.
1123, actually.
Spelled with an S. J Dreads spelled with an S.
Yeah, what do blondes and boats have in common? They both have semen.
Oh, my God.
We're wrapping up, man. That's what we're trying to do. good luck to Mason and his band, December 6th. Where are they performing at?
Pablo.
House? This is a bar?
It's a Pablo. Yeah, it's a bar.
Okay.
Pablo.
Good luck to Mason and his band on
really?
Their performance
the
coming
up. Really? The place is called
Pablo? I think it's going to be the first one, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure if our next episode is going to be on time. I think, because we're talking about doing a birthday episode, so if that, for me, that works out, then we'll either be doing a late episode or an early episode. So we might just do a late one. We'll figure it out. Why are you just staring at me, dude?
Why are you just staring at me?
I'm talking like the fuck you supposed to do.
I know, and I'm listening. What the fuck are you supposed to do? Eye contact.
Appreciate y'all showing up tonight, since Mason can never fucking show up.
Flake and Mason.
I said appreciate y'all showing up. Like, Stephanie don't live here. I appreciate
right?
it. Thank you for living
my
here.
House.
Thank y'all for listening. If you like, please remember to subscribe on whatever you listen on. You can
yes.
subscribe on the Apple Pod, on the
let us know.
On the Google Pod, on the Spotify. Follow us on our Twitter and our Instagram at @opinionatedstoners, @opinionstoners. I may be changing that soon. I'm looking at changing it to something simpler. But I'll be looking at that. So yeah, remember to share us. That's the biggest thing. If you're listening, please share us. Get us out there. Tell your friends. Tell your Facebook friends. And we'll talk to y'all next time.